look at today's top headlines. The search continues for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. The Birmingham Police Department has released surveillance video from within the Tom Brown housing complex around the same time as Camille McKinney was reported missing in hopes of identifying two witnesses. In Macon County, authorities are investigating a double homicide. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says that a brother and sister were killed Sunday in Notasulga. The victims have been identified as William Guest Jr. and Sharon Guest. In Coosa County, authorities say a volunteer fireman was killed on duty. 45-year-old Michael Wayne Johnson with the Equality Fire Department was responding to a call when the truck he was driving left the road, struck an embankment, and then overturned on Coosa County Road 14. Johnston was ejected from his vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the wreck is still under investigation. And that's a look at today's top headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It was just a week ago the president decided to withdraw all U.S. troops from northern Syria. The Secretary of Defense said those troops are not returning to the U.S., but instead heading to Iraq to fight the same combatants they were fighting in Syria, ISIS.
Internal emails among Boeing company pilots shows there were concerns about the 737 MAX plane 2 years before a pair of deadly crashes.
The troops were training at Fort Stewart when their Bradley fighting vehicle rolled over into a body of water. Three soldiers were pronounced dead on the scene.
President Trump announcing on Twitter the upcoming G7 summit will no longer be held at his Florida resort.
Jane Fonda was arrested in Washington in an act of civil disobedience during a climate change protest outside the U.S. Capitol.
Coming in at number one, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, came in with $36 million. A little underperforming, I think, than what they were hoping for, but still was enough to take the weekend.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. This is 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? Joey, let's do the name game, big guy.
Yes, the name for this hour in the name game. Interesting spelling, Brianna Murphy, not Brianna.
Brianna?
Brianna with a U instead of an A there. Brianna Murphy. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win, qualify to win a Crimson Tide cruise. This is February the 10th through the 15th. Cruise out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor with UA athletes and other well-known favorites from Alabama. So, again, Brianna Murphy, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win the Crimson Tide cruise package. Great prize.
What's the date of the cruise?
The 10th of February next year to the 15th of February.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've gone out of New Orleans several times on a carnival ship. I've not been on that one, but it's an interesting place. You go down the river to get to the Gulf, and right. so you're on the river for about an hour and a half before you hit the Gulf waters. It's really cool when you come out of the river into the Gulf, and you kind of envision what it was like in the 1800s with tall ships coming down into from the Gulf into the river and going upstream, which is kind of interesting because the Mississippi is not, I mean, it's not that wide. It's wide in some places, but it's not that wide.
Right.
And to think about a ship having to go up in there is really something. Interesting history. News Talk 93.1 FM. A couple of reminders here. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then, if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice, increasing the odds of you winning. And this is going to be a great week. There's so much good football this week. It's going to get back to getting cold. They've got great mums down there. I picked up some the Amish butter for my steak on Saturday. And I got there really early. I forgot that they do breakfast. And I was there pretty early. And they have a breakfast that was there, and it was packed when I was there right before 8 o'clock. Let's continue on with Mick Mulvaney talking about this whole, and it's going to be interesting. He's going to talk about the G7 meeting, but he's also going to talk about the fact that one of the ambassadors tipped off, went to the Biden VP staff and said, you know, I think we have a problem here with Hunter. You know, there. Mick Mulvaney didn't know about this. Listen in.
One of the people who is testifying in Congress this week in the House impeachment investigation also said that he was so concerned about Hunter Biden getting that job in Ukraine in 2015 that he went to the vice president's staff. Biden was then vice president and said, this looks really bad, and that he was turned away. Your reaction?
Good. Surprised I haven't heard about it since. My guess is if it handed during the Trump administration, the news media would have reported on it the very next day.
I'm asking you about it, sir.
I know you are. And I appreciate that. I'm hearing it for the first time. I look forward to finding out more about it. That's the first I've heard of that piece of information.
You had not heard? It's been reported that, widely in the last 48 hours.
No, it hadn't been reported widely.
No, I've been busy the last 48 hours, Chris.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something else. Maybe you don't know this, but President Trump has decided, after he put you out there at that briefing to announce Doral, he is back. He's decided that he's not going to hold it at Doral. He blames it on, quote, the hostile media and their Democratic partners. But again, he was getting hammered by Republicans. So why did he cave?
We talked about it at great length last night, and it's not lost on me that if we had made the decision on Thursday, we wouldn't have had the press conference on Thursday regarding everything else. But that's fine. But we did talk about it last night. And I honestly think what you saw in the tweet was real. The president isn't one for holding back his feelings and his emotions about something. He was honestly surprised at the level of pushback. At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show, the best visit that he possibly could, and he was very comfortable doing that at Doral. And I think we were all surprised at the level of pushback. I think it's the right decision to change. We'll have to find someplace else, and my guess is we'll find someplace else that the media won't like either for another reason.
I just have to pick up. You say he considers himself in the hospitality business. He's the president of the United States.
Yeah, but that's his background. It's like I used to be in the real estate business. I don't know what you used to do before you were in media, if
Nothing.
Anything.
That's all I've ever done.
But he wanted to put on a show. He wanted to take care of folks. That's the business. He's in the hotel business, or at least he was.
Does he understand?
He was the president.
Forget the media, and does he understand that it looked lousy?
Well, I think he knows. He thinks that people think it looks lousy. Could we have put on an excellent G7 at Doral? Absolutely. Will we end up putting on an excellent G7 someplace else? Yes, we will.
Interestingly, I'll kind of give you what our history was. When we were doing the Summit of Industrialized Nations in 1982, I was the head of the Williamsburg portion of that, the execution of the event, but I was also in the advance team that went out and looked at these different sites. We were looking at them in real time 1 year before the event. Here they are, they're going to try to do this in June, so they basically have got 8 months to try to find a place and then execute it. That is not very much time. Now, one of the places they're talking about is Camp David. Obama did Camp David. We ruled Camp David out because there were so many people don't realize, Camp David's in Maryland. The president choppers out there. Staff drives there. Been to Camp David several times. But there's not, you have to park the press about 40 miles away. And it was too much. And we knew the press would criticize us for that. Versus having the press in hotels that were 5 minutes away in Williamsburg. And so we said that didn't work because you can't get actually all the staff you want and all the strap hangers on that you want in there. And then trying to bring these heads of state in that land at Andrews, that chopper out to Camp David, president would meet them, or you'd have the chief of protocol meet them and then take them to where the president was, and they would do a bilateral meeting. That's kind of we were working with those logistics. And Camp David is a nice place. 7 is better than 8, just because you have several lodges, Aspen, and Aspen is the main one where the president is. But it's just crowded. It's a nice place, great walking paths and things like that. It's already wired for phones. It's already set up for security, so those things would be good. I think they may end up doing Camp David, matter of fact, because it'll be the easiest to pull off.
In terms of security concerns, it can be a bit of a pain getting there, right?
What they would do is they'd land at Andrews Air Force Base and chopper there. What we did is we landed all the heads of state at Langley Air Force Base and choppered into Williamsburg. And then they would land in the chopper, which was basically a Marine One prototype. And then they would get out, and we put them in a carriage, and then they went to a carriage, and then the president was there at this main house greeting them, and then they go inside and talk and sign the guest book, and then their motorcade would come up and they go take them off. There's so many logistically, these things are so incredibly complex. I think the schedule that I did was like 150 pages long. The detail was going line by line.
You told me a lot of stories about the fun you had as an advancement man for Reagan. You start telling me details like this, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'd wanted that job. But man, talk about detail.
Well, it was really cool. It was the way I think.
Right.
And so what I did for mine is every site that we had, every single site, we took everything out of the site. We would figure out what we wanted in the site. We took everything out of the site and then put back into the room or the place what we wanted to have in there.
Okay.
So we weren't dealing with all the strap hanger stuff. And we had an inventory. We had what's called a site flow diagram to say, this is everything that needs to be in there. Because you've got interpreters, you've got big conference tables and mics and all. I mean, just, it's incredibly complex. I mean, we had a support staff of like 125 were on my staff.
Anytime one of these big events come on, I can't imagine.
And that's not including the Secret Service.
Right, I was about to say, I can't imagine the security aspect of something like this. It's unreal.
Well, Williamsburg and Camp David would be easy.
Yeah.
Doral, they said it would have been easy. I've been to Doral. I've been to the main hotel was one that we would use when we'd be down in Miami, Friend of Dijon. But the security is, the logistics are just incredible, because you're not dealing with one head of state, you're dealing with 6 others.
Are used to having it their way, too.
Well, and they're bringing their own baggage to the table. Like, the French were terrible to deal with.
Really?
The frogs, yeah. We hated the French. Because they would get snooty and wouldn't want some particular thing. And
who did you like dealing with?
Margaret Thatcher, without a doubt.
Brits, yeah.
Pierre Trudeau was a real pompous guy. He brought Margot Kidder to the dinner with him. You remember Superman's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was very popular before she became a drug addict and died.
Oh.
But there's a lot of personalities there. We had license plates for all the cars. So you'd have a motorcade and you'd have the tag. We had a special inaugural tag made. And so you would have USA 1. Everything was 3-letter codes. So some stupid person, when it got down to the Japanese, instead of, Canada was KAN 1.
Right.
Britain was...
Oh, no. I've already seen it coming.
Okay, so on the Japanese, it was Jap 1. I saw that, and I said, if you would like to get fired like right now, that's okay with me. I'll let you go. But that's the stupidest thing, and thank God I looked at that. Thank goodness I looked at that.
Put JPN, all right?
Yeah, exactly right, JPN. And you have to use their country's names, but like, it's Nippon, and it's really, you know, if you, when we would go to Mexico, it's a status, unum status for the United States. It, yeah, you learn a lot about protocol. News 93.1, we wasted that time on that one. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. We're going to get back to the hearings and different issues like that, but let me go to Holly Williams on Syria and the U.S. troops there and near there.
This morning, U.S. troops that President Trump said were coming home from Syria are instead moving into Iraq. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who was in Afghanistan this morning, says the soldiers will continue fighting ISIS. He also said that some of those troops would be left in eastern Syria to protect oil fields from attack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also been visiting Afghanistan after a trip to Jordan to discuss security in Syria. Holly Williams is in southern Turkey near the Syrian border. Holly, what's the latest on the U.S. withdrawal?
The U.S. is now considering a plan to keep around 200 American troops in eastern Syria, CBS News has confirmed. That's despite President Trump ordering the controversial withdrawal of U.S. forces from that area earlier this month.
As U.S. troops withdraw from eastern Syria, locals threw objects at this American convoy. Their departure is a betrayal, according to the Kurdish fighters who battled with U.S. forces against ISIS. They were America's closest partners on the ground in Syria.
It's a hospital.
We witnessed them beating back the militants and laying down their lives. They came under attack from Turkey this month after President Trump effectively opened the door to a Turkish offensive, announcing that U.S. forces would pull back from the border.
They'll come back from the border. Okay, so what we kind of get out of this next piece and some of the other stuff we picked up during the weekend is that the Secretary of Defense said that they're going to take the U.S. troops over to Iraq, and they're taking the Kurds over to Iraq, and then we have troops that are going into to Saudi Arabia, where we have some very large bases already there. People kind of go, oh, 2,000 people are going to be there. If I read it right, I think there are already 10,000 U.S. military plus the corporate, you know, helping folks that are there, that are the folks that have contracts with the federal government that are there, and there's 10,000 military. So let's continue on with Holly Williams.
Turkey views the Kurdish-led group as a terrorist organization. It's difficult to believe that just last month we were on a U.S. base in Syria, where the senior Special Forces commander in the campaign against ISIS described the close relationship between American troops and Kurdish fighters.
Are you seeing an ISIS insurgency here?
We see the beginnings of one, and that's where we are working very hard with our partner here to stay after them and not allow that to happen.
Now the Kurdish forces say they've stopped fighting ISIS. Syrian regime troops have moved into parts of their territory, and 200,000 civilians have reportedly fled the clashes with Turkey. Vice President Mike Pence negotiated a ceasefire with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan last week, but it runs out tomorrow.
The other impact of the U.S. withdrawal is to hand even greater influence to Russia. Turkey's President Erdogan will meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. The future of eastern Syria could be decided at that meeting, at which the United States will play no part.
Okay, so if they're over in Iraq, they have the ability to strike really fast because we still have troops there. And if they're in Saudi Arabia, that gives them another ability to get into Syria and strike pretty fast. So I think what they're doing is they're moving kind of off the stage and where they're staging areas in other countries, so then they can respond if ISIS starts kind of redeveloping itself out here. Elizabeth Warren and her wealth tax.
Ugh.
Talk about getting panned.
Good.
I want you to listen to this as an economist. When you hear him, you see him on some copier commercial that he's always talking about good values.
Time for a wealth tax. Fair is fair. When you make it big, I mean really big, I mean top 0.1% big. Pitch in 2 cents so everybody else in this country gets a chance to make it.
Well, apparently taxing income is not enough, because Senator Elizabeth Warren also vowing to tax certain Americans' wealth if she gets elected president. But is this policy economically sound? Her policy advisors certainly think so, but we've got a reality check. Here with more is Peter Morizzi, the former chief economist for the U.S. International Trade Commission and a University of Maryland professor emeritus. So everybody gets taxed on their income for the most part when you meet certain standards. But now they're She's talking about taxing the stuff you've got, right?
Absolutely. Think about it this way. Suppose you have assets of $50 million, so you meet her threshold. And then you earn this year another $50 million, and you invest 25 of it. On that 25, you're going to pay another 1% a year for the rest of your life. So if you're a 30-year-old woman, you're facing an 85% marginal tax rate on that wealth. So why take a risk? Why invest? And on top of that, there's the inheritance tax, the estate tax. No, this is absurd. And by the way, she wants to couple this with a 70% income tax on these people. So in the end, they basically, if they make a buck, they're going to have to pay $1.20. You see if anybody invests in America that way.
That is so true. Let me tell you something. This is where she's going to have a real problem. It all sounds good, but when she gets on stage, if she is a nominee trying to sell this to the American public, Donald Trump is going to rip her to pieces. And he's about to make a comment talking about that people are just going to pick up and leave. And that's exactly right. I mean, that's what people did when our corporate tax was so high. They just made the profits overseas and never brought them here. That's why the repatriation of profits back in the U.S. has worked so well, because the tax rate went from 35% to 20% or 22%, and it really made a difference. So let's listen to him talking about, look, they're just going to move.
Let me get this straight. If you make a dollar, you have to pay $1.20. So you just stop making money. You just start paying the government, just hand over fist.
No, what you do is you get on a Delta Airlines to London, you get yourself an apartment in Mayfair, and you basically move your money to Britain. And you pay your taxes over there. Yeah. I mean, why were American companies leaving for Ireland before Donald Trump became president? Yeah. One of the things she doesn't get is people can get up and leave.
They can indeed. But we're not talking about just wealthy people. We're talking about super duper wealthy people who have assets of more than $50 million, right?
Well, $50 million is big, but it's not as big as you think. And on those
it's pretty big.
Yeah. But you wait and you work for Fox News long enough and you're 60 years old, you'll be surprised how much money you'll have.
Yeah,
but
right.
For people with $100 million, she wants it to be 3%, right. Which these are absurd rates. You have to remember, these are the people that finance our startups. These are the people that give us companies like Amazon and Apple, because they're the ones with the seed capital. See, they behave like these people sort of clip coupons, they have bonds, and they hang out at the Doral with the president and, you know, that sort of thing. That's just simply not true. They're very active people that are investing their money.
It really is. I mean, as a financial advisor, I mean, that's what I'm in, the hide money business type. They would not get it taxed. And you know, it'll be full employment for financial advisors like me. News on 93.1, we have more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control, and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today again defending his decision to withdraw American troops from northern Syria, despite Turkey's subsequent attacks on U.S. allied Kurds in the region.
We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives.
The Defense Department says American troops pulled from Syria are now moving to Iraq. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says officials are still combing through the damage from a tornado last night. No one was killed.
We have a strong city, a resilient city, and we're going to get through this. And I know that our folks are going to step up to the plate and make sure that we take care of one another.
Johnson says the top priority now is to make sure everyone is safe. Dozens of buildings sustained heavy damage and thousands lost power after the storm. America is listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
More weather changes fast approaching as a strong cold front sweeps across the state later on today and tonight. Increasing clouds, warm day, high 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon, this evening, and the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will instantly alert you for a warning for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early, clearing later. Breezy, cooler, 72 for a high. Jacket weather Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're back in the 40s, and more rain at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Love this song. Let's finish up with the Elizabeth Warren wealth tax. And, you know, this guy's right. It is just wrong what she's talking about.
Two French economists who looked at this, Emmanuel Saez and Gabriel Zuckman, they said this wealth tax, the top 15 richest Americans would have seen their net worth decline by more than half to $433.9 billion had Warren's plan been in place since 1982. We're talking about some real dough there.
Well, we are, but in terms of what she can actually raise, she's saying she can raise right. $2.75 trillion over 10 years. Even Larry Summers, who's hardly a spear carrier for conservative causes and low taxes, you know, Clinton's Treasury Secretary, says at best she can get 40% of that. So we're talking about major disruption to harvest $100 billion a year. Remember, people are going to rearrange their assets. They're going to rearrange their investment behavior for $100 billion a year. I mean, that's just an absurd number amount of money to do all this fussing about. It's too small.
It really, they're not, I mean, people who are smart, when the people who have money are really smart, and they are going to, because they hire people that give them the right answers to things, and they're just going to hire people and hide the money, and it will be the worst thing for our economy that could ever happen. Okay, let's have the warning.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical? What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
How dare you?
Okay, boys and girls, you know what that means. John DeVoe is on the line. We'll give him 2 minutes and 30 seconds to get his point across. If he starts wandering or doing a PSA, then we'll have to cut him off. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to John DeVoe. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing well. Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
We've got to change that. We've got to say that John DeVoe, words of encouragement and inspiration music. What you think, Dan?
I don't know.
One thing that I like about Elizabeth Warren, when she came to Selma, she didn't think it was too much for her to walk through. They have a project, an affordable housing neighborhood in downtown Selma. I think it's the George Washington Carver Affordable Housing Neighborhood. And she walked through that entire neighborhood and shook hands with people and asked them to vote for her.
Did you go to Beto O'Rourke being in town Friday?
I did go to Beto O'Rourke. Now, was he in Montgomery, too?
Yeah, for just a second.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Not in Montgomery. The annual fall convention of the Alabama Democratic Conference, which is the largest predominantly American African political organization in the state of Alabama, and it's the American African arm of the Democratic Party in the state of Alabama, and they have chapters in all 67 counties.
Okay, we don't need to know all that, John.
But they had their annual fall convention at the Winfrey Hotel in Birmingham this
weekend,
and I was there, and he was the keynote speaker. And one thing that I liked about him, he walked from one end of the room to the other end of the room, and he shook everybody's hand that wanted to shake hands with him, and he took a picture with everybody that wanted to take a picture with him before he spoke. And I thought that was, I was pretty impressed with that, because I've been to other events where people of equal stature spoke and did not do the same.
Yeah,
so, I was very impressed with that.
Good.
But I'm still on my vacation in the Birmingham area. I'll be here all week for the annual, I think it's the 76th or 78th Magic City Classic. I talked to Joey and maybe you as well about doing your show live from Birmingham for all your fans in the Birmingham area during the Magic City Classic.
Yeah, we don't broadcast there.
Last year I went to the Classic, and 90,000 people filled Legion Field for the game, and 90,000 people was outside at the tailgate party, and it was a great event.
I bet it was. I remember Legion Field. John, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
You as well. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
He must read from a script, because he told me about the exact same thing about 3 hours ago.
Really? The 67 counties?
Yes. The Magic City Classic. All these things.
What, don't tell me what you know. Tell me what I need to know. I mean, that was one of those unnecessary John DeVoe telephone calls of non-encouragement. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Rodney. Rodney, how you doing, big guy? And were you a little concerned on LSU going into the locker room at halftime with Mississippi State 0-0?
Nah, not really. No, I wasn't.
Coach O, I want to tell you, Coach O must have put it on him in the locker room.
Yeah, he must have got on him good, I guess.
Yeah, they came out a different team, I tell you that.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried about the Saints pulling it through, and they kind of was going back and forth with the Bears, and then eventually they wore them down, and then they started taking control of the game. The quarter guy filling in for Drew Brees, he's excellent. I'm sure a lot of scouts are looking at this guy in the NFL. It's amazing. He held down the Saints. It looks like he's gonna hold him down the whole time that Drew Brees is out, and that's great. I'm glad for the Saints for that.
Yeah, no, he has been a pleasant surprise.
Right, guys. I'm looking at a lot of things. Trump is getting the wall, more of the wall done. We got states that are now saying the wall is working in their states. A lot of positive stuff out there. I know the two-time loser's out there running her mouth again, and that's about all she is a two-time loser, and she and her husband's a one-time loser, so what a bunch there, huh? I wouldn't put too much weight behind this, Dan. I think the drop is getting ready to come, and we're going to see a lot of names on there, and I think a lot of things I was talking about in the past about the McCain and Romney style rhinos. I think a lot of that's going to get exposed and all of this. And, you know, sometimes I shoot ahead of things, Dan. And so I'm wondering when and if Trump going to release the documents showing all the settlements the congressmen's made with the taxpayers' money for all the sexual harassment charges and everything else up there they've been keeping hush-hush for years. That's another list I'd love to see, Dan.
Yeah, the problem is Trump didn't have any control over it. Congress does.
Yeah. But anyway, it looks like we're getting the rain, so maybe the farmers are feeling a little better of a position now with the rain. I'm up here in Coleman County, and it's pouring down bucket loads up here. So.
Really? Yeah, it's headed this way.
Yeah, yeah. So, but other than that, guys, it's a great football weekend, very relaxable and enjoying, and once again, looking forward to next weekend.
Ronnie, let me ask you a question as an LSU fan. When LSU is playing a 2:30 game, what time does the drinking begin in Baton Rouge?
I'm going to say that time the day before.
Bingo. I like that.
But anyway, yeah, it's going to be fun, guys. I heard there's a tour going out for something with his other ankle. That's something to keep an eye on.
I talked to somebody who's in the kind of the know, and what they're going to do is he's not going to play in the Arkansas game, then they have a bye, and then they're hoping that he'll be ready for the LSU game.
Yeah, that's kind of like what everybody's hearing out there. And Auburn did pretty good. They're going down to Death Valley next weekend, and so once again, Auburn is a dominant team. I mean, you know, anything can happen. So it's going to be a good game.
That is going to be a great game. I tell you, y'all's quarterback, Burrow, is that guy is really good.
Yeah, he seems like he's maturing a whole lot through the offseason and then came back. And he's also, he looked like he sprouted a little bit. He got a little taller there, it seems like to me. So he's a young boy. I'm sure he's growing and everything. So anyway, we'll see in the fullness of time. I've heard that somewhere before.
I've heard that somewhere myself. Rodney, you drive safe, my friend.
All right, guys. Y'all keep doing the great work y'all doing over there, and I'll keep listening out here.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, did you get your Gouda cheese fix this weekend?
Oh, no, because they didn't have any Gouda. They might have some today. Remember, they were out. They don't get Gouda. But once every 2 weeks.
Oh, boy, you're on the Gouda train then.
Yes, so I'm calling this afternoon. I was told it was coming in today. Shouldn't have that.
We shouldn't have announced that on radio.
Yes, I have done this to myself.
Are you painting inside or outside today?
Oh, I was outside. Now I'm inside working on my studio.
Oh, okay.
Just getting it ready to start recording. John DeVoe, I heard him twice today. And Joey, I don't always get a chance to call on your morning show, but I'm always listening.
Yes.
He basically had the same speech now as he had with Joey. But one thing John DeVoe didn't ask Joe Beto O'Rourke or any of these people is how can they be so damn stupid? I mean. He likes these guys just because they're Democrats, but he has nothing to say about what they really believe in. Beto O'Rourke is real stupid. And then the Alabama Democratic Party, how messed up can a party get? They can't even make their own rules, can they?
No, let me tell you, they're in trouble with the DNC.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, all these candidates like Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and all this, good gosh, guys, how bad can you get and how stupid? Now, one thing nobody's brought up that started Saturday was the new penalty tariffs on China, I do believe in two other countries, for buying oil from Iran. Are you aware of that?
I'm not. I thought they postponed that, though.
According to National Business Report, it went into effect Saturday. 400% tariff on shipping of oil to China, and that means it goes from $28,000 a day to $114,000 a day to ship oil to China. And they say China is doing it all day long because they have no choice. They believe it's China, Germany, and one other country that cheated on the oil stuff. And that's something our president is just a hawk. He's going down and he's swooping down and he's picking up on all these little things, and he's enforcing these tariffs. Nobody talks about it, but he's making a big difference in the whole world. How does our president manage to levy these things? I just wanted to ask you, I know it may seem obvious, but how does the president of the United States enforce these tariffs and make them effective like he's doing it? Through the World Bank, or how does it happen?
He's using banking powers, but he's also using business powers that are there. Let me tell you something. I think this is going to be really something to see at when he's using tariffs and sanctions like other presidents have used armies in the past.
Yes. He is truly and maybe the only real executive, real chief executive to run this president. And we know in my lifetime, in your lifetime, he's the only executive we've ever had run this country. And it's a big damn difference having somebody who knows business and how to use other than the military to wage economic war, which is more effective. So,
think about it. It's so in Trump's wheelhouse first, but instead of putting lives at risk and spending incredible amounts of dollars to send an army somewhere, he is using this in a really strategic way. And you've heard Dr. Sorensen talk about this. What he's done to Iran is just incredible.
Oh, yeah. And they're stupid for taking it. And we'll see what North Korea comes up with. I mean, Kim has put his neck out there. He's got to do something. He can't back out all the way or he's going to be in trouble. So I feel we have a very interesting next few months. I think it's a tragedy we're not going to the Trump resort because it was perfect for the whole damn thing. And goes to show you how little these people care about our country. That was a perfect setup to give maximum American influence. That's what the hell we have them there for, isn't that right?
Well, we have them there to do business with them, but having done several summits in the past, the site may have been good. I'm not sure if I would want to be in Miami in June.
Ah.
It was hot enough in Williamsburg in June.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you ought to know, buddy, I always enjoy hearing your stories.
Great job, thanks.
Joey, I would like tomorrow maybe get a millennial report on what's happening on social media since I'm so disconnected and you are connected.
Okay.
No. Joey Clark Millennium Report.
Yes. I mean, I got to have it every couple of weeks because I don't know what the hell's going on. Joey's the only person I can go to find out.
Red Top, I appreciate the telephone call. You enjoy your studio time. As my brother pointed out, the LSU-MSU Mississippi State game was 22-7. I was confused. It was the University of Georgia against Kentucky.
Right. Okay.
That was 0-0. So my fault.
Terrible Grits, weather there. So.
Yeah, Grits, thanks for pointing out. It really was. That was a crazy game, and it was in Athens, too, between the hedges. Going to be back. Dan Mars Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family owned, father-son duo. They handle handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Guess what, boys and girls? Last segment of the show, As We Speak. 272-9228, if you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Okay, let's go now to Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan was on America's Newsroom this morning, and he's going to start, the first one's a little long, but he's going to tell us some stuff in here that I did not know.
We want to make sure that the American people understand what Adam Schiff is doing is not the normal way that you conduct an impeachment inquiry. It gives the Democrats an opportunity to show the American people where they are on due process.
As a Democrat.
And they get to say, look, you know, we're perfectly content with closed-door impeachment inquiry, or they get to say, you know, this isn't quite right. We want to do this the right way.
Republicans blasting the way Democrats are handling their impeachment inquiry, especially House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. Now they're pushing for a vote on a resolution to send Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Chance to catch up with your colleague Andy Biggs earlier. What are your expectations for that vote this evening?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I assume the Democrats will vote against it and Republicans will vote for it. But let's get back to the start here. Look, this is an unfair partisan process being run by Speaker Pelosi and Adam Schiff, trying to impeach the president of the United States 13 months before an election based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who's biased against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, who did a memo the day after the phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. And in that memo, the whistleblower says, oh, this was scary, this was frightening, what happened on the call? And yet he waits 18 days before he files a complaint. And what's the first thing he does in that 18-day time frame? Runs off and sees Adam Schiff's staff. And Adam Schiff doesn't tell us that his staff met with the whistleblower and now is running this impeachment process in behind closed doors in the basement of the Capitol that no one in America gets to see. That is the problem, and that's why the resolution, the censure resolution, is being brought to the floor by Congressman Biggs.
Going back to the vote to censure Schiff expected tonight, why go down that road? Does anything change as a result of that, or is that for show?
Well, I think it's to demonstrate to the American people and highlight just how unfair the process is. I mean, again, closed doors, some members of Congress, most members of Congress are not allowed to be present. Matt Gaetz was trying to get in a week ago. He's a member of the Judiciary Committee, which will ultimately have to deal with articles, if in fact there are articles of impeachment. He wasn't allowed to attend the interview last week. Other members aren't allowed to attend. We can't see the transcripts. He selectively leaks part of the transcripts. And oh, in the hearings, actually in the interviews, no White House lawyers can be there. No agency lawyers can be there. The State Department can't have lawyers there. The minority are not given subpoena authority. We can't call the witnesses we may want to call to get the information for the American people. And most importantly, it's all being done in the basement of the Capitol where no one in the country can see, based on an anonymous person that only Adam Schiff and his staff know who this guy is. The rest of the 300 plus million people in this country have no idea who the individual is who started this whole darn thing.
I like that crisp, concise, hit, enumerates all his points out there and really does a good job with it. Jim Jordan is excellent. They need about 10 of these guys hitting these things and talking about how inappropriate it is to be behind closed doors, the fact that the Intel Committee is doing this, not the Judicial Committee, they're hiding the ball, they're not releasing the transcripts, where's the whistleblower? How come you had contact with the whistleblower? Whistleblower goes in and gets all these calls about the call that happened in the Ukraine and this buzz that happened. I've got my own opinion why he picked that particular call, but it, and then he types it up in a memo, and then he goes and meets with the Schiff staff, and then 18 days later makes the application within the IG report within CIA. This thing stinks to high heaven. Let's fit this next one in, if we could, Jimmy Sons.
Congressman Himes from the other side of the aisle is saying that essentially Republicans are whining too much. Listen to his take.
What is happening is that there is no way for the Republicans to defend the actions of the president here. What the Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said, there's no way for them to defend that behavior. So as a result, what they're doing is that they're attacking the process.
What do you think about that?
Well, two things. One, of the opening statements that have been released, and the transcribed interview that we're allowed to talk about, namely the special envoy to Ukraine, Ambassador Volker, has all made clear that there was no linkage whatsoever between security assistance dollars and any type of investigation. That's point number one. Point number two on process, this is not your average investigation. This is about impeaching the president of the United States 13 months before an election because they're afraid that he's going to win in 2020, which I think is going to happen. So the Democrats are going after him. That's what this is about. So you can't compare this to other investigations. And you certainly can't use the argument Adam Schiff begun to use last week. Adam Schiff said, oh, the reason we're doing it this way is because there wasn't a special counsel or independent counsel. In effect, saying he's the equivalent of an independent or special counsel. Try taking that argument to the American people. See if they think Adam Schiff's an independent special counsel and a fair fact finder here. So that is why this process is so wrong. And the American people, they get fairness. They understand fairness. And they instinctively know what Adam Schiff is doing, what Nancy Pelosi is doing, is not fair.
He's like spot on. He's like tearing that stuff up. And Radcliffe is pretty good at it. Doug Collins is fairly good at it. But other than that, there are not too many more left. How many minutes is that?
One.
Can we fit it?
Yes.
Hit it.
Republicans continue to question that process, and one that is one of secrecy is what I hear you making that point again. Meanwhile, Mick Mulvaney over the weekend tried to defend those comments that were seen in his admission of a quid pro quo. How did he do defending that over the weekend?
Well, look, I think Mick clarified his comments a couple times, both on Thursday after he made his initial comments and then again in the Sunday morning shows. I think when you go back and look at it, he made two key points. He said, first of all, the president was always rightly concerned about the long history of corruption in Ukraine, and the president was also concerned about this idea that European countries aren't doing as much as the United States is doing to help Ukraine deal with the challenges that they face. And so those were the two key things. Like I said before, when you look at Special Envoy Ambassador Volker, what he said in his interview and what has come out from opening statements that have been released from the other people we've interviewed, it's been very clear. No quid pro quo, as Mr. Mulvaney said, no linkage whatsoever between any type of security assistance dollars for Ukraine and any type of investigation.
Spot on, Jim Jordan, spot on. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.